in our continuing effort to introduce you to more literature and bloody colonial culture, we humbly present Uncle Dan's Storytime. Now here's Uncle Dan.
Well, thank you once again. Oh, so lovely and effervescent Storytime introduction, lady. So nice to see you here this morning. Well, today's story is titled Full Disclosure.
Full Disclosure.
Thank you, Chauncey. Well, it was a typical day at the Migraine County Courthouse in the thriving metropolis of Slippery Stone. The first item of business in Judge Jeremiah Jehoshaphat's criminal court was the case of a teenager, name withheld since he's underage, who was accused of stealing a super fancy, all decked out to the nines Ford F-150 twin turbo. Now, the teenager, name withheld since... Oh, yeah, we already told you that. Well, the teenager was charged with swiping the truck and then taking it on a joyride through town on a recent Saturday night, racing up and down the streets of Slippery Stone, fully not realizing that the owner of said truck would notice it missing and report it to Slippery Stone's finest. Well, said teenager was eventually pulled over at the intersection of Jefferson Davis Boulevard and MLK. It didn't take long for Slippery Stone PD's Officer Schwarzenegger, no relation, to extract the kid from the cab of the snazzy F-150. In no time at all, the officer had the kid standing spread eagle across the front of the Crown Vic squad car, patted down, cuffed, and on his way to the Migraine County Jail. So here it was, the morning of the moment of reckoning in Judge Jehoshaphat's courtroom. The judge asked everyone to stand and state his or her name and role for the court reporter.
George Hernandez, deputy prosecutor.
Rebecca Rosencrantz, probation officer.
Bill Buzinski, public defender.
Then the kid called out,
John, I'm the one who stole the truck.
I don't care who you are, that's funny right there.